Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. The coordinator of the papal visit to Lebanon was part of a Lebanese church delegation to come to Rome this week to fine-tune preparations for Pope Benedict XVI's September 14th through 16th journey. Father Marwan Tabet, the former Secretary General for Catholic Schools in Lebanon, was appointed by the Maronite Patriarchal See in Lebanon to organize the papal itinerary together with Vatican officials. The highlight of the three-day papal visit will come at a big mass on September 16th, when Pope Benedict will sign the Apostolic Exhortation, the papal document that follows the 2010 Synod of Bishops of the Middle East.
I must say that the Lebanese population, Christian and Muslim, had heard that the Pope will be coming to Lebanon. They were expecting something to happen. They didn't know the date, the form, or the content. So when the news broke on Easter Day, there was a lot of happiness coming with the Easter message. As you may know, and as everyone know, that the Lebanese are very attached to Rome and to the Papal See, especially to the popes. The Lebanese had experienced the euphoria of a papal visit with John Paul II, and they are waiting as well for this visit of Benedict XVI.
Vatican Radio coordinators and technical teams have met Father Tabet together with Father Abdo Boukassem, director of the Catholic Information Center of the Maronite Church and media coordinator for the visit, as well as Father Hani Matar of the Maronite Patriarchal Liturgical Commission, responsible for preparing the liturgical celebrations for the Holy Father while in Lebanon. The delegation also met with other Vatican officials, including Archbishop Nicolo Eterovich, Secretary General of the Vatican Office for the Synod of Bishops, charged with preparing the post-synodal exhortation.
For the preparations, we are forward with the preparations. We met with the officials in the Vatican charged of these files. The Pope will stay in Lebanon 3 days, 2 nights. And in the book of whoever knows how things happen, we know that's a long trip for the Pope. And during this time, he will be meeting with officials because it's an official visit to the country of Lebanon. He will be meeting the political officials. He will be addressing the people of culture and writers, people from the public sector and the private sector. He will be meeting with the youth. We are preparing for a big encounter for the Pope with the youth.
Pope Benedict will also be meeting Muslim religious and political leaders, as well as the heads of the Orthodox and Protestant churches in Lebanon and across the Middle East.
Many personalities from all around the Middle East and North Africa will be present to welcome the Pope, to listen to what he is going to say. This part of the world is passing now through a very critical moment.
I was going to say, you have a very delicate situation on your border there with what's happening in Syria. In fact, some people were putting into question
what's happening in Syria, what's happening with Israel. On both sides, Lebanon is not happy. The problem in Syria is reflecting badly on the Lebanese economy, and people are waiting to see what's going to happen. The border with Israel is not always safe as well. The whole region is boiling at this stage. It was called the Arab Spring, mm-hmm. but I guess now we have to reconsider whether it is an Arabic Spring or these revolutions have affected the social material of the existence of the ethnic groups in Lebanon, especially the Christians. The presence of the Christians in the East now is again under a big question. We have to wait for the whole situation to settle to see where the Christian will be at this stage.
Father Tabet acknowledges the Church in Rome's concern for events unfolding in the region and expresses gratitude that Vatican officials are in frequent contact with the local churches in the Middle East.
Rome is really watching with carefully the progress of what's happening, and they have a position toward that, and the Pope personally is concerned with the presence of the Christians in the East. That's why we see in his speeches, he always comes back to the presence and he's giving directives. We know that on the level of the Curia, the Secretary d'Etat as well, they're watching carefully what's going on in that region. And the heads of the dicasteries who are in charge of the area are always in contact. And this visit is going to have a special dimension. We are waiting to see what the Pope will have to say besides signing the apostolic exhortation.
What do you think people are looking forward to the Pope to say about what's happening in their region?
Rome's position on political situation, especially in the East, has been very clear since a long time. Rome looks for peace between people, looks for conviviality between ethnic groups. Rome wants that the Christian in the East remain there because they are from the material of the area. They are the natives. They are among the composites of the area. Mm-hmm. It's very clear. The message of Rome, the position of Rome is very clear. Now, how the political situation develops and what Rome does at that stage, that has to be asked to the officials in Rome. It's not my job to answer that.
But how will the Lebanese and Christians from the region receive Pope Benedict this September?
On behalf of the Lebanese Catholic Church and all Lebanese, we would like to say to the Pope and the papal suite that will be accompanying him, welcome to Lebanon. You will be stepping on holy ground. We look forward to you as our father and as the protector of Catholicism. Lebanon is your country. We know it's in your heart, and we'd like you to know that you are in ours as well.
Father Marwan Tabet, coordinating the papal visit to Lebanon.